Now back to the zone with Justin Acri.
Hey guys!
Hey guys!
Okay, here it comes. The highly anticipated story about Michael Jordan's son.
Oh my gosh, what did he do?
Well, let me give you the prelude to this. Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan, was bored one night. I guess it was on Saturday night, and decided to send a picture of his man parts out on Twitter. No, I'm not kidding. He really did send out his man parts on Twitter, which later he took down and asked everybody, "What's hopping, folks?" So, with that being said, is Twitter causing too much controversy amongst athletes and celebrities?
Too much, or is the public craving more?
Because, see, this is the thing. Facebook never had this.
Because you had to friend people on Facebook. Twitter, you just hit, "I want to follow them."
But I know, but...
So you don't have that connection on Facebook.
Facebook also had a sensor that where people couldn't put that out there. They couldn't put their man parts out on Facebook. So with Twitter now, though, you've got people like Johnny Manziel and Marcus Jordan and all these athletes and celebrities.
Well, Johnny Manziel's never done anything like
Geraldo.
That.
Do we both agree, though, that Marcus Jordan, this was probably an accident, though?
Yes.
Geraldo, that was intentional.
That was intentional. Yeah. But Marcus Jordan, because you know you can tweet.
It's so easy to accidentally do
text.
That.
And he could be sending that to a young lady, whatever.
Or maybe he was just trying
man.
To get...
You know,
he was just working on
or another,
perspective, you
or
know.
Man. Whatever.
An it.
Who
an
knows?
It. Another person.
Some lucky gentleman.
Yes. And so he might have accidentally tweeted that out. So... Your thoughts.
You got to be careful with Twitter these days.
Really?
And that goes without saying, I know. But I just don't think we should look too much into stuff like this. I think Twitter is the new TMZ. It's the new gossip board. As much as I love it, and by love it, I mean Twitter itself. You know, I don't think he's a guy that should be totally thrown under the bus for doing something like this. Unless he left it up there and was just like, "Hey, yeah, I'm doing it." Could have been an accident. He was on the wrong side of maybe hitting that tweet.
Well, the picture looks like it was taken while he was laying down in bed.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, that story needs to die. Between you guys making fun of me all day about that, and now we've got it out, now we can't really talk about it. So,
well, yeah. Good. Now that that's over with.
Either way.
Can we talk about NFL?
Yes, preseason football. It starts. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I am excited that we are finally going to be able to see football being played, regardless of who's on the field. It's still about the brand to me. And I like to sit down and watch an NFL preseason game.
You're asking me, do I like to do the
yeah.
same? Of course I do, if it's my team. But even this year, I've been so starved by no football. Even if it's not my team, like the Hall of Fame game that's going to be played, I can't wait. I want to see just something happening on the football field. That's how much I miss it. I want the USFL to come back and play in the spring so I don't have to feel this way throughout the summer months.
Is it because the Razorbacks had such a bad year last year that you're ready to have something else? Or is it
I
like
think it's
this
every year.
Is it every year?
Every year. The same feeling that I get. I can't wait for football season. Everything that goes along with it, the tailgating, the food, the camaraderie that you hang out with your friends and your family and watch the games and I think that's what I miss the most is just the atmosphere and the culture of football season.
I could see that. I don't get to do the whole tailgating and all that because I'm doing Henderson games.
Yes.
And so I usually were working, and so I don't get to experience the whole tailgating. That might be why I'm a bigger NFL fan, because Sundays I have off.
You get to enjoy
it. And I get to do more of a tailgate and plan around the Dallas Cowboy games. So that might be the reason why, but... I don't know. This year has been one of the – it just seems like football is taking forever to get here.
And all you hear is all the talk about the football season coming up, whether it be pro or college. You got 10 different magazines previewing every team from every school, from every city. And so I think the talk about it grows, and with more talk, more interest, and with more interest, more anticipation, and that's where we're at today. We are a couple weeks away.
Chris, what's up, man?
How's it going?
What's happening?
Not much. But I agree with the football season. Whenever we're not watching or hearing about college or NFL, it's like, I agree with y'all. It's like life gets put on pause or hold.
Yeah.
I mean, I live for the football. But when it comes to the NFL preseason games, I like seeing and look forward to seeing these rookies and who all is going to actually try to get off the bench, make an impact, and prove that they deserve to be out there and they need a spot on that roster list.
It's a good point, especially when you look at some of the state, college kids that recently came out in the NFL draft. You know, you're going to get to see them a little bit in these preseason games. So like you said, you get to see the rookies in action and see how they perform, and they're going to get some playing time, which is good. I agree.
Exactly. And I had a quick question, then I'll get off here. One of the biggest people I'm wanting to see in the preseason is the Patriots and Ryan Mallett.
Yep.
Come out there and be quarterback. Do y'all know who they're playing their first preseason game is?
The Patriots, I'll have to look that up. I don't know off the top of my head, but I would imagine you'll see Mallett play pretty early on. Usually Brady only plays the first two series, so I would imagine Mallett would pretty much play the entire first half in that game. So,
that's what I'm looking forward to. All right, guys,
the Eagles
well, I appreciate
are playing.
It. They're playing the Eagles.
Yeah,
on the 9th.
On the 9th.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, appreciate it.
When you look at how often the Patriots play their rookies, too, another thing too to keep in mind is the fourth game they always set all the starters.
Think about this though, the Oakland Raiders. You're going to see a lot of Tyler Wilson in the preseason because, like we talked about earlier, he didn't have a very good practice the other day during training camp. You know, they're going to want to see him in some game time action in the NFL. And so you'll see him playing with the ones occasionally. Because really, you've got a guy in Matt Flynn who has two starts under his belt, three starts under his belt. And really, it's almost like a rookie situation with Matt Flynn. Because you've got three guys up there that you really don't have much experience at all and don't really know what they're going to bring to the table.
They're going to be rotating them a lot.
Yeah.
One quick note on the Patriots for all those who want to see if Ryan Mallett's going to play in the preseason. Their second game of the preseason, they play against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that is televised on Fox at 8 o'clock. So that's your chance, and that's going to be on August 16th.
August 16th. Okay, Corndog, what's up?
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's up, man?
I can, I like preseason games. I mean, they definitely get your appetite, wet for the real thing, but I can especially understand why you would like to watch Dallas in the preseason. I think they have a better record in the preseason.
Yeah, they usually win quite a bit in the preseason. Yeah,
yeah.
I think we usually go undefeated through that.
What's y'all's thoughts on fantasy? Are y'all involved in fantasy leagues?
I am.
Absolutely.
I do a fantasy. I usually do three or four every year. And
I'm gonna say something. That gets you into every team.
Yep.
All the players. I mean, I never would have thought that I would really be that involved, and now I'm in multiple leagues.
I haven't stretched off to the point where I'm doing college fantasy yet, though.
No, that's too much.
Because a buddy of mine, he told me last year, I think it was, he said, "Hey, man, I won my college fantasy football team." I said, "What was there, three people in the group?" I mean, I don't know if it's – are you addicted when you start doing college? Yeah.
For college. I mean, there's just so many teams and whatnot. I don't know if they do it by do it by conference, whether you have an SEC college fantasy.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, I definitely think it enhances the experience of watching multiple games. You have reasons to get interested in teams that you may not otherwise, watch.
Yeah.
So,
you're right.
Cool deal.
Thanks, Corndog.
All right. Have a good show, guys.
See you, Corndog.
Clark, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, man.
I'm hit a dead spot a while ago and I was on hold. So.
Okay.
On the